This is the John Richardson Show.
With John Richardson.
Everything's fine.
That's
everything's fine.
What about all your jean sizes? Go on. They're gripping.
We're live workshopping better titles for the
podcast. We're spitballing, John.
People listening to the podcast don't know that they're about to hear a conversation about my jean sizes, and now they're absolutely gripped.
Yeah, it's gripping.
What's happening?
Stuff.
One leg has grown and the other one hasn't. That's fascinating now, isn't it?
Yeah, and you're using a different notch on your belt.
Yeah, I'm a 34, 29, 24. What's happening to the left leg? Kerry this week. Welcome back, Kerry, by the way.
Thank you.
We talk about a lot of controversial stuff on this show. It's what drives me. It's what motivates me as a broadcaster. You've never been angrier than when I told you what size my jeans were.
It really triggered me up because it's just that it's similar to like blokes talking about roads. It's like, oh, shut up. These numbers, you're just coming at me with numbers that I don't have any emotional attachment to.
Well, what are women's clothes sizes?
Women don't talk about clothes sizes. They don't go, oh, it was a 12 and then it was a 14, but at the top of the... No. Stop talking.
Okay, I'll stop talking. We'll see you after the podcast.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
John Richardson on Absolute Radio, and it's a huge welcome back to our old friend Kerry Godliman. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Where have you been? I haven't seen you for a couple of weeks.
I've been gallivanting.
Yeah.
I went to Ireland.
Did you?
Yeah, I went for half term.
Did you?
I did.
All of it?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Walking, a lot of walking.
Oh, it sounds awful. So you like your
walking,
kids?
Walking, chatting, hanging out, looking at stuff.
Oh.
It was relaxing, John.
Well, for your kids?
Yeah, they had a good time.
Did they want to walk and talk to you?
We were with friends, so they couldn't walk and talk with him.
Oh, okay, that's fine. You didn't want to just give them like a Nintendo Switch or anything?
They're a bit older now. Can't just fob them off with a screen.
No, they don't come back to wanting to talk to you, do they? I thought you do your bit and then there comes an age where they don't want to talk to you anymore.
No, they quite like talking.
Do they?
Yeah. One of them's got loads of work to do, so she was sort of off panicking.
I was talking to a young person this week.
Oh, you sound so old.
No, that's a stupid way of saying it, isn't it?
Tell us what that young person said, John.
Well, what they said that made me feel... I felt very old for a number of reasons this week, and we'll come back to this later, but... There was a group of young people and they were going out, but they described it as going for prees.
Oh, prees. I've heard about prees.
I'd not heard about prees and I suddenly
You don't surprise
felt...
me that you haven't heard about prees.
Well, I've had prees. We just didn't call it prees. We just called it having a drink together.
Yeah, no, I quite like the phrase prees. It worries me though, because it's very, it's like, right, getting on the binge, getting in early.
Yeah, prees is the thing, isn't it? That's what these young people don't know about life. You think it's the pre bit, but it's not. It's the bit.
It's the bit. You're right. It's the bit.
Yeah.
The actual bit is the decline, because the prees.
I'm doing that thing where you find out what you should have said. That's what I should have said at the time.
You'd
it's
have
not
just
actually
sounded
the prees,
old, mate.
Guys. Yeah,
you'd have just sounded old. I know that I'm older now, because young people do talk. They talk to me like this. Hello. Hey, look at you. Good for you out and about. Look at you wearing trainers. Good for you.
How are you coping with the leaves, Kerry? Because they get very slippy and they don't sweep the pavements.
I've
like
had a little slip
to.
On a leaf. You're right,
Have you
mate.
Had a slip?
I've had a slip.
Well, do you know you're all right because you said a slip, not a fall. And you haven't had a fall yet.
Yeah, you still got it when it's only a slip.
So what you can't do now is start any vehicle, TV or otherwise, without a recap of what happened last week, because people like to be kept updated. So
but
if you
some
watch
programmes
telly,
are all just the update, and then right at the end they go, oh, something happened, and then it's over.
Yeah, absolutely. First off, I resolve what happened last week. You weren't here last week, and if any of the listeners haven't heard the podcast, but you weren't with us last week. This clip from Angela Barnes pretty much sums up what happened.
Wow. How many lookalikes were there? How many did you have to beat off?
Okay. I'm with Angela on this because I recently got... someone showed me a clip on a thing where someone used the phrase beat off and I didn't get it. It wasn't in my vernacular,
no,
if you like.
Not mine either. I don't know why that clip
and everyone
been
was like, tee-hee, tee-hee-hee, ha-ha, beat off. And I didn't know that it was a thing.
I thought we had a lovely chat about some other stuff, and I remain absolutely oblivious as to why that is funny. And I remain professional last week.
It's because we're old.
It was quite a smutty show last week. The phrase heavy petting worked its way into the show last week, Kerry. But luckily, Mark in Ware has been in touch, and he can clear up the phrasing for us.
Hi, John. Hi, team. Mark in Ware here. In regards to the debate surrounding the wording of the swimming bath's no petting sign last week, I've carried out extensive and lengthy research for a couple of minutes on Google Images, and it seems there were two dominant versions of this sign. There's a pictorial version which says, no petting, with an exclamation mark after the no, and also a text-only version that states, please refrain from, and then bullet points a list of offences, and the on there it is stated as heavy petting. Maybe they were nervous on the illustrated version about illustrating heavy petting, I'm not sure. But I can conclude that both versions are probably correct, depending on, of course, which 70s swimming baths that you frequented. Thank you, bye.
Wow, I love that guy. The clarity.
That's what I want to think our listeners are like.
Well, it seems that they are. I love that. I stand corrected because I felt very confident that the visual one was heavy, no heavy petting.
Yes.
And a sort of picture of a perv.
And you're wrong. That was a mirror in the changing rooms.
can't I pet lightly?
Mark, I don't think he's originally from Ware as well. I think Mark is from East Yorkshire somewhere. That's what I've picked up from that accent.
Wow.
If he wants to get back in touch.
You've not sort of responded to the correct part of the message, have you?
Well, I saw the face you pulled when you were doing the act out, and it's not a thread I think we should pull on any further. Angela also shared last week how smug she was about beating her sat-nav last week, and I'm delighted to say another listener has got in touch to prove she might be wrong. So here is Rob telling us she may not have set up her sat-nav correctly.
Hey, John. Just so you know, you may want to check your sat-nav settings because they're not necessarily set to the fastest route. You might be set to the most fuel-efficient route or the shortest route, which isn't always the fastest route. Maybe worth a look. Love the show. Cheers.
Oh, man, listeners are really stepping up.
Mate, we've got all the best people.
You really have. You really have. I thought it was some groovy young people, but oh.
Do you know, the only flaw in it is when you want texting and you're like, oh, so text me if you've ever got on the wrong bus. And all our listeners are like, why would he get on the wrong bus? That's not going where I want to go, is it? I get the bus I need to go.
So I clearly read the timetable, so I know what bus I got on.
You might not get the funniest anecdotes.
John Richardson. John Richardson.
The John Richardson Show.
Hello, Kerry.
Hello, John.
Hello, Kerry. Are you okay?
I am. Are you worried because we're looking at each other through a Zoomy thing, aren't we?
We are looking at each other on Zoom.
Are you worried that I don't look right?
No, you look well. I was doing the... I was trying to pretend to be a young person.
Oh, you were doing
a young...
Oh, you couldn't even pull that off. You couldn't.
Well, there's our clip for next week.
Oh, God. Oh, I see what you were doing.
I'm being a young person.
Good for you. Look at you on a Zoom.
With your headphones. We call them Beats now.
Is that what these are called? Not cans?
No, I don't. I think professionally they're cans, but the youngsters all have Beats by Dre, don't they?
Look at you with all the young phrases.
I know.
Prees and Beats.
Well, listen, I was on my... what's the young word for phone?
Phone.
Is that a young word? Just call it my phone. My hand. The thing I never put down. Do you know what I did last night? And literally just before I went to bed, which probably it's not a good time to be on your screens, is it? But the world is... the reason I say how are you is the world is not... it hasn't been a good week for planet Earth, has it? Really?
Not really, no. Trying not to overthink about it.
And I don't know how you cope with that. Some people like to delve into it, don't they, and read about it and really get to grips with the human condition.
Mm.
I like to focus on the smallest piece of admin that I can achieve.
Right.
And get it done.
Right.
And last night, I updated all the apps on my phone. 93 of them wanted updating. I thought, now's
the
time.
What a wild Friday night it was in your house, John.
I know. I had a small can of Session Strength Ale and a vegan snack. And I updated all the apps. And then the apps wouldn't update because it didn't have sufficient memory on my phone. So then, now we're really getting into it. Where's all that space getting taken up? And I'll tell you now.
Go on.
It's on the messaging application, What Is App. I don't know if you've heard of it.
What's Up, as my mother calls it.
What's up? And I went through and I found all the files that are over 5 meg. That's megabytes.
What are people sending you?
Oh, mate, you want to do it. And I recommend anybody listening, go through your messaging apps today. So many duplicates. I'll tell you that now.
Oh, that's from you sending things on.
That's when I've shared it. There's a video of a man called Lambord who does a drinking challenge in his own kitchen that ends with him projectile vomiting into his own sink.
Oh, that sounds quite long. That's got a narrative arc.
It's a wonderful video. I had it 19 times.
Oh,
19 times. I deleted 18 of them.
That was a good clear out, wasn't it, when you deleted that one?
Felt very special. And do you know what? The first time I did it, you get into a job and you're really uncomfortable. I was sort of wedged in a doorway with my neck at an odd angle. Went through all the videos. And it was like the weakest link. You know, you see the money building up. I was tapping select. I'm tapping select. I think I need to bank. I need to bank. I did not press bank. The phone memory died. I used some swear words I haven't used since the 1990s. I was very upset. Stuck the phone back on charge, went through it all again. I feel very fresh and clean this morning.
Much lighter.
I do feel physically lighter for all the videos.
You've had a good clear out.
Have you got a job that you've, you know, just one of them little tiny house jobs?
I do like to go through condiments and spices so that I can see what's out of date.
They
go out of date. And also I was told that one brand changes the colour coding of the lid when they're out of date. So there is a system, a lovely system, John.
Oh, is that true?
Apparently, so I'm told, that some brands, beginning with S, they changed the jar colour to facilitate the knowing of when the thing has expired. Because I have been through my jars now and then and discovered that they're 4 or 5 years out of date. Ground ginger. Won't taste of ginger if it's 4 or 5 years out of date.
No, it won't. And do you then buy more or do you accept? Do you know what? If I've had this jar for 5 years, I probably don't use ginger.
No, I'll never accept that. I'll always buy more. Because you never know when you're going to need it for a little cake. So I clear out my condiments and spices. Other things that have come up today are clearing out your odd sock. Do you ever like a special place for odd socks? Do you keep them in a special place?
Yeah, they do. They go into the bottom right-hand side of the sock and underpants drawer.
But at some point, there's a lovely feeling available to you. You just chuck them in the bin.
Oh, I'm not there
John,
yet.
Chuck them in the
not
bin.
There yet.
It's another lovely clear out. Think of it as the video of the bloke puking in the kitchen. Just get rid.
Live alone. At some point, they will become puppet friends. I'm not willing to accept that.
When that happens, can you send me that video? Because I'll be sharing it.
I think you'll see it on the news. If you've got small jobs that you've done that you've achieved around the house, Charlie in the studio said she cleaned her makeup brushes this week. I don't.
That's a good one.
Why are they? I'm a gentleman. Rugged.
Why did you say that so awkwardly?
I'm a young gentleman. I'm a young dude.
You're a groovy young dude.
What did? Because it's not an ASMR thing, but the thought. Because I've seen the makeup brushes; they're lovely and soft, aren't they? But how do you clean them in a way that makes them wet? Because the thought of them wet upsets me.
I sort of like make a little nest in the soap. And then, like, swirl around the brush and then run it under the tap and see all the gunk.
Oh, yeah.
Come out.
Go on, keep talking.
You were right about Markin Ware because he's messaged and said you're correct.
Yes.
He is originally from Hull and his 70 swimming bars were in Beverley. So you're right on that as well.
Oh, I was going to say Beverley.
Look at that pleasure on your face. So happy there in your cupboard.
Do you know, it's just been born a feature where you send me a WhatsApp and I guess where you went swimming in the 70s.
It's very
niche. It's not going to make the transition to telly, but I tell you what, I'll have a good time and that's all that matters, right? Speaking of me having a good time, I want people, and I genuinely want these because it's not, of course, be proud of yourself having done these jobs. I want a list of jobs I can do that is going to help me cope with the world as is.
Yeah.
Done my phone memory. You said earlier when we were chatting about it, you mentioned the making cupboard.
Making cupboard, yeah. Pens and jars. Jars, pen. No, you know I love jars.
But I've got, I know, like, you love jars.
I've got pens and pencils in the making cupboard, in jars. So another nice job is going, because a lot of them don't work or they've run out. So going through, clearing out, chucking out pens that don't work anymore. That's a nice job.
Well, I hold off on that one because of the chucking out bit. Because I'm looking, well, because they're plastic tubes, aren't they? And I think I should find a use for them. Or maybe there's a place.
What use?
You look so angry with me. What? You spoke to me then like I was your
child. But this is the ramblings of a hoarder. This is hoarding talk. Hang on to my plastic tube because I might need it one day.
I'll make a piece of artwork out of things that don't work. I'll create art out of things that can no longer be used to make art.
No, you won't.
I mean, what greater... No, I won't.
You're never going to do that. Look, let me give you a job you could do because I can see you've got a sock. You said to us earlier, one of those boxes behind you is a sock and not sock.
Oh, to be clear, I'm in Sheffield and I'm in the coat room of my house.
Right.
Purely because I'm not showing off that my coats are all neatly hung up.
You're not showing off that you're trapped in a cupboard.
I've got to be plugged into the router. But it does look insane because I'm literally right next to... I'm in the hallway, basically staring down the front of my house. So when the postman arrives, he's going to think I'm just sort of waiting for him like a crazy old guy in a stoop in an American film.
But you've got some lovely storage behind you, which we can talk through.
Oh, I've got some lovely boxes in there. And do you know what? Do you know what? They're all... this is going to make me out to be a psychopath even more than staring down
even
the
more than
my
holding
house.
Plastic pen tubes.
What's in there is hats, scarves, gloves and outdoor boots and sports paraphernalia, and they're in order, height order, top to bottom. So the hats are at the top and the shoes are at the bottom.
Anatomically accurate.
So sometimes,
what about glove organisation? When a glove loses its mate, its best friend, its partner,
I think it's been done. I'll check for you now. But I'd be surprised if there was a stray glove in there.
Oh,
but I'm going to do it.
I always find a rogue glove, just a little one glove.
What are you keeping that for?
Well, good question, John. There's a clearing out
Michael Jackson tribute tour. Kerry Godliman sings. Kerry Godliman is bad. Oh, I did actually read that review. I thought that was very harsh.
It doesn't work with a woolly glove. It's not as good. it's got to be sequined if you want
age appropriate. You get the septuagenarian audience who are worried. Well, it looks stylish, but he must have a cold hand. Why can't he do it with a mitten? I'm going to do it right now.
Oh, some lovely jobs. One came from Happy in Northants. They said jobs completed, return the full box set collection of Friends back to the ex-wife. seems she did not share the sentiment of the show's name.
Oh, I sort of hope as well that the box set of Friends is actually just a list of friends that he's made that he doesn't want to keep in touch with anymore.
I don't ever want
to speak to Carol again.
Yeah. I love this one from Paula. She says, with Black Friday looming, this is the best time to go through and unsubscribe on all those annoying emails. That's so good, Paula.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, I love unsubscribe. And when they say, are you sure? We're sorry to see you go. Goodbye.
Yeah, and sometimes as well, you could just put a really spurious reason as well, because you know nothing but a bot is ever going to read it. Just rather than too many emails, just put something really specific. Just like, I now am allergic to Brussels sprouts. As a result, I don't want new bedding. It's absolutely confuse them if they read it.
Bot baiting.
Yeah, it's a good one that as well, because the payoff is going to be later. You're going to get a bit of a payoff now, and in about 6 months, you're going to think, ooh, nobody's asked me if I want to go back to that spa hotel that I went to once 10 years ago, and they email me every month.
Yep. Very pleasing job.
Speaking of things that are pleasing.
Go on.
Poems are pleasing, aren't they?
God, You're doing that voice again. Poems are pleasing, aren't they?
I do like rhymes, Kerry. Do you remember some of the ones that got you through the war?
I like it when things rhyme.
It's become an unwitting home for poetry this year. Last week, our two resident poets went head-to-head in a poetry war. They were both very good. I couldn't decide on a winner, especially after Joe's very impressive callbacks.
A crackle wick with sound effects, waxy fragrance in a jar. Yet still no sign of a tic-tac whiff. Do they not know who you are?
Oh, that's so good. That, isn't it?
Tracy, I think, rivaled her with, let's say it, one of the best opening lines to a poem ever.
My house smells like cheese.
So, in response to them both, I have written a poem this week.
What?
Yeah. That's the poetry alarm going off. Retention alarm. This is What Are Your Words Worth?
I see what you've done there, yeah.
Yeah. It's a poem that John done.
Oh, John.
You see? So that's two already, and we haven't even started. So here we go. Last week, I couldn't express my thanks, and so I had to show it. So here's a pretty witty little ditty, my ode to the poets. Our paths may cross from time to time.
Very good.
I really launched into that one. Thanks, mate. Free as a bird, not even a pound, a rhyme. That's Ezra Pound, but I think it's actually too subtle. So don't wander lonely on the cloud. Reject the tech, walk on the wild side, head bowed. Dickinson's the real deal, even without the telly on. Forget the US Open, you know where there's tennis on. Walk barefoot. I don't mind a laugh, I won't take a snigger, okay? Walk barefoot along the beach and get yourself all shelly. Sit with Mr. Kipling and fill your heart and then your belly. But where do you find the best of all? Absolute Radio, the home of not just music, but also Tracy and Joe. Like all the greats, Angelou and Yates, they can do things with words that I can't. Because simply put, at the end of the day, they're all poets and I aren't.
Oh! Well, I'm so impressed, John.
Oh, that's all I wanted to hear.
So good. So good. All
Thank you very
name
much.
Name drops you got in there, mate.
Yeah, I don't know those people, just to be clear.
you know what I mean, though. Like, you know.
It ruins a bit if you have to tell people they're in there. But that's my sincere thanks to Tracy and Joe and my apology for not being able to make a decision last week.
How do you spend your Saturday mornings?
With John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
Hello there. Hello.
Stop doing that voice now.
Do you not like it?
It's making me feel uncomfortable.
Okay, I'll do my other... I'll do my alternative hello.
Go on.
Hi.
Oh, yeah, that's weirder. Go
Worse,
back to the other one. Yeah.
Well, hello.
Creepy.
It's John Richardson and Kerry Godleman on Absolute Radio. It's the Saturday smugness bit where I am horrible to people who are proud of themselves for achieving something. Mm. It feels a bit different this week, doesn't it? Especially since I've spent the first hour bragging about having deleted a few videos off my phone.
Yeah.
I feel I've lost some of my authority.
Yeah, you were a bit smug about that.
And I do feel like it's like a sensitive time for like people on the planet and stuff. So perhaps I should be a bit nicer.
I like your woke voice.
That is my, yeah, that's my, like, I just think everybody needs like a moment at the moment. We all just need to like take, I tell you what drives me insane. I couldn't do
you
it.
You couldn't even last to the end of the sentence.
Of all the things about tech that drive me mad, I have a phone, I have one of those watches that, you know,
I know what you mean, but
everyone
I know
knows
that we don't know the words.
I mean, that people like me have.
Right.
That tells me...
What does it tell you?
Well, I'll tell you what makes me worry about my heart rate, because first of all, it tells me every day that I've closed my exercise ring when I haven't done anything.
What's an exercise ring?
Okay, so basically I have to do a certain... I don't have to, but if I want to live longer, but that's a separate debate, I have to do a certain number of minutes exercise every week, every day.
Wow.
And it counts them in a little ring.
This
and
then sounds you get really stressful.
You get a little graphic that'll say, hey, you've closed your exercise ring, and that's separate to your movement ring, which tells you how far you've got to walk.
Oh, get rid of that, mate. Get rid of that. Get rid of the whole phone. Put it in the odd sock bin.
I don't mind that, but there's also a mindfulness app on it, which I can't turn off. That at the start of every day, I'll just get a little pulse on my wrist and I look down and it says, hey, why not take a moment? And that is the point I come closest to throwing the watch in the bin and stamping on it forevermore.
And that happens every day?
Every morning, but it doesn't do it when you wake up. So it's not like wake up, hey, just take 30 seconds now because
you're
special.
I'd get rid of this, really get rid of this watch, John. I don't think it's serving you. I can ring you every day and go, hey,
But could you ring me just at the point when clearly I don't have a moment? I might have had a moment just after
you're like,
my
I'm in the middle of clearing out my WhatsApp videos.
I'm trying to do the snack for playtime, get the packed lunch ready,
yeah.
Make some toast, get eaten,
there's
get the uniform
worse.
Ready.
There's and then nothing it goes, worse than, hey.
Why don't you chill out?
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe,
and it does it again just before bed. It says, hey, now's a good time to reflect. And I'm like, whoa, that's the last thing I'm trying to do now is reflect on today. Today is done. I am dipping for the line, baby. Photo finish, made it again. Are you smug about it? I mean, you've had 2 weeks to be smug.
I do feel like, telling you that my kids chatted to me on our half term, I feel smug about that. I kind of slipped in a bit of a, like, you know, parents that just casually show off in chit chat, like, can't get my kids to stop reading. I did that, didn't I? My kids,
well,
we just
really
hung out
good.
And chatted, and I made it seem so normal, but essentially
because
I was showing off.
Genuinely, you're the first person I've heard a lot of, and I genuinely love being a parent, and it's why I struggle on most parenting podcasts and things, because they want the
dirt. Yeah.
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
But the one thing I've heard is enjoy it, because one day it will just end. And people have said to me, literally, you're going to kiss your daughter to bed one night, and she's going to say, "I love you, Daddy," and you're going to wake up the next morning, she's going to claw your eyes out and tell you never to look at her or touch her again.
It won't happen that quickly.
And you're the first person that said, "Oh no, it comes back, and we just walk through the Irish countryside and just like be and just talk."
And we go, "Hey, let's spend some time together."
Yeah. So maybe I don't want to make you feel less smug about that, because it's a lovely thing.
It was a lovely thing. I do feel smug about it.
Can you remember any of the conversations? Were they like meaningful?
It was just chatting, half-term chatting, and my daughter's looking at unis, because, you know, I keep going off and doing these uni days. So just talking about things like that, like what she wants to do and that kind of nearly leaving home age and how exciting it is. Talking about things like that. You see, I can't make it funny and be cynical about it, because it was genuinely nice.
I'm trying as well to make you feel
you
less
smug
about
it. You
want to
get the boot in, but it's nice.
I can't put I can put a gentle slipper. Just a gentle slipper is all I've got to offer you. And I am wearing slippers as well. Have you noticed that I'm broadcasting in slippers? Do I sound different?
No, I assume you always wear slippers.
Okay, well, that's
honest.
That's
hey,
the worst.
Hey, look at you in your slippers.
Oh, no, down.
Look at you, good for you.
Oh, no, I had two incidents this week that made me feel very, very old. I'll tell you after. We have some Saturday smugness to discuss. And, of course, if you've done anything smug, you want bringing down a peg or two. If you want advice on how to bring down a friend who's smug, perhaps about their parenting. Perhaps you've got a friend who you know is going to tell you how well their kids are doing at the moment. And you want to, I think, Kerry, that might be one I hand over to you. That seems like a specialist subject for you.
You might want to throw up.
There has been, somebody's feeling smug. There has been a huge event this week, and it happened in this country. It was, of course, the World Conquer Championships. And off the back of that, during the week, we received this message.
Hey, John. I know you usually like to try and bring down people for being smug at the weekend, but I think you might struggle with mine. I am the Conquerors World Champion after winning this year's tournament, and I'm really proud. Especially being the first American to do so. Good luck bringing me down for that.
All right, let's do this.
You look so happy and ready.
It's lovely that the challenge has been laid down. Good luck bringing me down for that. Well, it's our second American in 2 weeks.
Well, they need the distraction.
But it does suggest, doesn't it? It does suggest. I don't know what drew her to conquer. It's the idea of shiny things, smashing things up. Do you ever done conquers? Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't quite criticise because I've never played conquers.
What? I've what just kind never... of a childhood did you have?
Well,
a conquer-free one?
I think there are more people who have never conked than have conked.
Oh, it's generational, though, because I was a kid before the internet, so you had to conquer.
I was a kid before the internet, and we would collect conkers, but you never actually went through the rigmarole of drilling the little
hole. Oh, what rigmarole? Get a screwdriver or another thing.
There, that's all right.
A brattle, and you pierce a hole in it, get the string, and then you nunchuck your way to school, swinging it around your head, ready for battle.
So what would you say then? What would you say to our World Conquer Champion friend?
Congratulations.
You'd be proud.
How did you do it? I'd be proud, yeah. She dominates a very fiercely fought competitive field.
I could have listened to her talk for a lot longer, I've got to say. I thought she had a lovely voice. I expected that to spin straight off into an audiobook.
About conkers.
Could have listened to that for 16 hours, I think, on a long drive. Or driving the length of the country this week.
Well, there you go. She might write a book about her.
Yeah, if she wants to send in. Listen.
Go on, take her down.
Well, I feel the world has done to Americans this week. Oh. Unless, of course, she might be one of the ones. Somebody voted the other way, didn't they? Can't all be crying Democrats. Somebody out there knows what they've done. And maybe she did it. Maybe she voted 70 million times.
You can't. Yeah, but she sounds like she's had a lot on. That takes quite a lot of time to vote 70
she
million
does.
Times.
She does. She sounded like a nice person who's done a nice thing. And I just think in a difficult time for the world, if you want to feel good about destroying nature. I mean, what is a conker? Something that could have become a tree, right?
No, that's like, well, it's like an egg. It's a tree egg.
Exactly. It could have become a tree.
So
it
you're a vegan, so you're not going to support the destruction of tree eggs.
I just think in a time of climate catastrophe, what you're basically doing is preventing oxygen from existing. That's all you've done there. There could have been oxygen in 20 or 30 years, and now there won't be because you and your friends went to a municipal hall and smashed... You basically smashed up a forest. That's what you've done there. There's deforestation. I'm getting into it now. I knew there'd be an angle somewhere. You people. You conquer.
They're anti-environmentalists.
Are basically, why don't you just move to Brazil and cut down the Amazon rainforest?
Wow.
Because that's all you've achieved this week. So I hope you're proud of yourself. Oh, God, I really enjoyed that.
He's done 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown. Now, John Richardson does radio. This is the John Richardson Show.
John, we have had, this is quite a pleasing email. It says, Dear John and Godly Lady, very happy with that.
You like that?
I do. Godly Lady. I'm really enjoying the show this morning. Somehow your lovely Don tones really accompany the Stuart Lee movie. Oh, not Stuart
Lee. Stuart Lee movie.
Have you not seen the Stuart Lee movie?
I haven't, no.
It goes on and on and on. The Stuart Little movie, he's watching the Stuart Little movie with the sound off.
Very different
off.
Film.
Very different. Although, very is different. It? With the sound off. I hope you're having a great morning. So you could come up with ideas of things that people could watch with the sound off while they're listening to us.
So hang on. Our sound.
They've got Stuart Little movie on visually, but they're listening to us.
Well, what that says to me is I am the sort of audio equivalent of a confused and frightened mouse.
That's yeah, that fits.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could definitely see that working. There are lots of... Did you ever watch things with the sound? I do workout videos with the sound off. So people could have, like... Yeah, they could do their workout listening to us.
I don't know what you're doing.
Well, I can see what to do. I copy... I mirror the what do they call them? Instructor. And do the things, but I don't need to hear them waffling on with all that motivational
I thought that
drivel.
Was the thing. Isn't that the thing with those bikes and everything, that what you're actually paying for is being by an enthusiastic person?
I don't want to be shouted at by any enthusiastic person, but I'll do the exercise.
Yeah.
But I'd rather listen to something else.
Keep cycling, mate. You'll never get away from your personality. I'm the same as you. I don't like to be sure. What you exercise to is a very interesting thing, because I always think that I want... You should have, like, dance music and things like that.
Motivational, actually, upbeat music.
I'm quite happy to run to a depressing audiobook.
Yes! Exactly. Just other people talking. I'm happy to listen to other people talking.
I like to exercise to sport, because it makes me... If I watch sports people, it makes me feel like I am an athlete.
So, okay.
I know that the logic. But even like snooker, oddly, I find I run a bit further.
Don't you just stop exercising and get absorbed in the shot?
No, there are some sports I can't watch, like sports that make, like rugby, I can't have on because I find I try and avoid the tackles and jump off the treadmill.
Oh, like those VR catastrophes where you run into the wall.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, okay.
I had a thought this week that I'm never ever... You know, one of the best feelings I've ever had in my life was playing rugby at school. Yeah, and I wasn't very talented. I don't know if that comes across.
I'm not really in backing shot there, John.
But what I would do is, in the rugby team, I would play on the wing and somebody would kick the ball really far and I was fast, so I would run after it and try and get it. Like a dog, basically. I was deployed much like you would deploy a Jack Russell on the rugby pitch. Right. Go and get it. Go and get it. And then give it back to the bigger boys. That's what. And I realised this week, I will never again, I don't think, experience the feeling of running full pelt across grass and catching a rugby ball.
You don't want that feeling back. You can have
I do want it, but I don't think it would be the same now. I think I'd get tired and I wouldn't be moving as fast. But I thought... This is very depressing, but I thought maybe I'll go on my own to a park
and
with a rugby ball and just kick
that
it and run
really
after it.
That is really sad, John. sad to get that childhood exhilaration back. Just kick a rugby ball and chase
it. I think I'm just going to have a depressing day because I was also saying to someone like, oh, because I'm busy on Sundays a lot, I haven't had a Sunday roast for a while. So what I'm going to do this week, I'm going to go to, I don't know if I can say the name of the place, but they serve Carveries and they have Toby jugs. I should tell you roughly. I said, oh, I'm going to go on my own at lunchtime. And I spoke to the same person the next day and they said, oh, I was thinking about you last night. I wasn't really listening when you were talking yesterday. And last night, just the image of you going on your own for a carvery really upset me. So don't do that. I'd sort of traumatised this person. It was like, I was thinking about your life.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say that they were like, are you all right? But no, can you just say to yourself?
It was kind of the tragedy of your existence just really hit me last night. So
and can you, dial it down?
That's sort yourself out. Just sort yourself out around me because your existence is depressing to me.
Yeah, I mean, your anecdote about the rugby park plans were bleak, mate. I mean,
do you want to come with me? Can you dial that down? Will you come with me and kick a rugby ball at me and then watch me eat
like
some
spreads? I feel like I have to. I feel like I'm going to need to.
So I don't really know what's happening. If you've got the sound on and you're doing something else, let us know. I don't ask that people sit in a darkened room giving us full attention, but the idea that you're sort of really just half watching a movie.
I imagine they're pottering. That's what I like. They're driving somewhere or they're pottering about in their house.
Yeah,
but to be
that's
sat
what I think.
Watching a film, listening to us with the sound off, isn't what I had in my head.
No, so let us know, 8, 12, 15. And if you want to meet me in a park and kick balls at me...
Don't sound so needy, John! you sound so needy!
What? That's less depressing than... Isn't it brave to ask for help?
Look, so they got back in touch. They said you were amazing as the mouse. There you go, there's some praise.
Well, do you know what? Is the less depressing link that Kerry wants, then. Don't text me if you want to meet up, but just know that at one point this week, I'm going to drive myself to a local piece of grass and kick a rugby ball in the air and catch it myself and then go and eat so much veg that I spend the next 24 hours on the toilet. Because everything's fine.
Get John Richardson on.
John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
So while you were off gallivanting, Kerry, with your kids, frolicking, would you say?
Gallivanting and chatting and just bonding.
Yeah, just like just being, actually.
Yeah, just being
friends. Do you know what did you do
connecting.
Last week? I just was. So while you were away last week, we set up the literal police. So like a literal police officer.
Okay.
And it's a prison for people who incorrectly use the word literally. It's been on all of our minds for some time, and I am asking for help finding as many people as possible to bang up in there. If you're looking for the kind of thing we mean, last week we locked up Emma Willis for this.
It was so exciting, wasn't it?
On Saturday,
yeah.
Oh my goodness, I would literally, my heart was in my mouth waiting.
Thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers, very unpleasant. So if you spot any offenders, if you hear them or if you see it and you want us to take this on and bang them up, you can email me, john@absoluteradio.co.uk. Mark got in touch last week. He really took the opportunity to get a few things off his chest.
Yeah.
He says, Dear John with an H. Oh, Mark.
Oh.
Like, you're literally just emailing me about things that get on your nerves, and you've, like, literally spelled my name wrong? Anyway, he says, you think you've got it bad with anger and inner turmoil caused by the incorrect application of the word literally. See below. That's always a lovely thing to
I love see below as a steer.
I like it when emails from listeners sound like work emails. See below for the list of words and phrases that literally or maybe metaphorically make me want to barricade myself in a cave on a remote mountaintop. Do you get caves on a mountaintop? Surely they're lower down, aren't they? Anyway, you seem like you've got a lot of things to sort out, Mark. To be honest, that's his first one. I think I say that quite a lot, to be honest.
Teenagers say, I'm not going to lie, don't they? Not going to lie. Not going to lie.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what he says. Is the default position lying? Let's not go into that this week. You know what I mean? He doesn't like.
Know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean? I think that's the sort of thing I probably say and don't realise.
Well,
I guess, Mark says, I guess, stop guessing and get back to me when you know.
I like Mark.
Yeah, I like Mark, but I don't want him to come for a carvery with me this week.
You don't want him to kick that ball in the park for you?
No, I'd like to be in the same carvery as Mark and then have a conversation about perhaps some grammatical mistakes on the menu afterwards.
Bullet pointed. I love his commitment to bullet points.
Oh, we're only halfway through his list, mate. Don't worry about that.
Go on.
So is a conjunction, not a sentence opener.
Wallop. Well, that's that cleared up.
He must be a teacher. At the end of the day, why wait that long? When all is said and done, this status will never be reached.
Oh, these are all fair, though. They all bug me. I tell you what, I can't stand it. It is what it is. It is what it is. It is what it is.
It is.
What else would it be?
Something else. I don't mind. It is what it is.
I hate it is what it is. It's no comfort to me. Just stirs up rage.
Anyway, it's at the end of the day, when all's said and done, there will be no radio left. So let's hope there are things to be said and done. And if you spot anyone you want to see caught by the literal police, then email john@absoluteradio.co.uk.
John, son of Richard.
John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
It's John Richardson and Kerry Godleman here on Absolute Radio, and kudos to that weather report for the chirpiest reading of the phrase another cold grey day that I've ever heard in my entire life. Actually made me feel better. Another cold grey day. Wonderful. So we are now discussing the news that wasn't in the news, but perhaps should have been in the news, but you wouldn't have seen in the news. I'll tell you now, script writers everywhere have read this story and are trying to write the film script in order to get the rights. I'll read you the headline, Kerry.
Yeah.
Japanese village struggling with low population creates life-size dolls to mimic feeling of bustling society. I mean, it's a very creepy story.
It's
and it's
really
New
creepy.
York Post. So, you know, take it as read. These are facts. A Japanese village struggling with a low population has created life-size dolls. The hamlet of Ichinono, which has less than 60 residents, here's the most depressing part of the whole story, and only one child.
One child.
Just the one child in the village.
God.
What do you do? Put a load of creepy dolls around.
To create the illusion of it being bustling is the word.
Society.
Yeah, bustling society. Wow.
It's like when you walk past a church and there's statues and gargoyles and you think, whoa, it's all kicking off in there. Because
I think mirrors would be better than puppets. Like, just put mirrors everywhere. So when you walk past, you're like, someone else just walked past. They do look like me, sure. But loads of mirrors.
I don't know what's creepier, a mirrored society
a
or
house
one full
of mirrors
life-size dolls.
Village. Both do are a bit creepy, sure.
Have you been in a house of mirrors?
Well, the changing rooms in a lot of department stores now have multiple mirrors. So you can sometimes just think, is there someone else in here? But it's you. It's you.
Oh, you're one of these tryers on, are you?
Oh, I try things on.
Check it fits. Is that all about?
What are you doing? Just walking out with ill-fitting clothes?
Now.
Yeah,
I know exactly what size I am.
Whoa there. Pipe down.
Whoa there.
There's all kinds of things you need to try clothes on for. Because things can be your size, but it might not look right on.
What's right, though? It's the thing that you're holding on your body. You might have many discrepancies.
This is such a bloke thing to say.
Sorry. I'm such a bloke. I love it when people say stuff like that.
What about jeans? You can't buy jeans online because the bum will all be wrong.
No, you buy them in a supermarket.
Okay, this is where this conversation ends.
I'm wearing supermarket jeans now.
Of course you are.
I discovered this week I've gone down a belt size. I've regressed from a 34 back to a 32, which is wonderful news because I'm only a 29 leg. And 32-29, I think, sounds like the normal ratio of a human being.
You've spiralled in a direction that I never foresaw. From the link of the Japanese village puppets,
yes,
to numeric gene sizes, and
I've taken it bleaker.
You've gone from bleak, and you've drilled into bleak. gene sizes at the supermarket, because I said I try clothes on. This is where we find ourselves.
Well, we'll go back to Japan then, if you like, because they move the dolls around, so
what?
It's relevant to the clothes.
So they are like puppets.
They put clothes on the puppets. So I don't know whether they take the puppet to the clothes shop and try it on. My friend here would like to try some jeans. He's moving house. He's very excited. We're probably outnumbered by puppets, 88-year-old resident Hisayo Yamakaze told AFP. I mean, once you're saying that sentence, and there's pictures of...
Oh, it's really sad. But I do want to watch the film. One on a bike?
Yeah, there's like a puppet. A child puppet. It's got a helmet on, so, you know, that's how your residents live to be 88. That sort of commitment to health and safety, that even the puppets...
I'm really worried about that one child. I think we need to go and get that child.
Yeah, she goes on to explain that although older inhabitants there had children, they encouraged them to attend college away from the tiny community. Mm. We were afraid they would become unmarriageable if they remained stuck in a remote place like this.
You could end up marrying a puppet, unwittingly.
The fact that is your main concern. I don't think they'll end up getting married. I think you got bigger fish to fry. I think they're going to need a lot of therapy. So what do you do? Get some dolls in. I mean, it feels like the sort of thing we want to keep an eye on, really.
Well, it's a good tip for if you're feeling a bit lonely. You could get some dolls. Get some mannequins around that cupboard.
Well, because my daughter does have a lot of toys. And
they talk to you?
Well, sometimes there's some puppets on the stairs I've taken to acknowledging.
Do you sometimes with your kids' toys imagine that they're like Toy Story toys? I said that to my kids once. I was like, you don't play with them. It's like they're Woody and Buzz and they're sad.
Oh.
That's good, isn't it? It's a guilt trip for your kids.
Yeah, well, we do play with them. And actually, we FaceTime them when we're away. So I'll sort of mime the FaceTime noise and go, and then she'll chat and I'll do the voices of the toys.
That's impressive. That's good smug parenting.
Well, sometimes I do that when I'm not with her as well. So sometimes I'll be away just working alone and I'll FaceTime some of the toys.
That's good.
Is that okay?
Yep.
Are we all right?
Yep, that's good.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Everything's fine. That was a very intense little break for me, that. I got shouted at first.
I didn't shout at
you. You shouted at me,
I didn't shout it. That's just my normal voice.
You told me off because you went into what do you call it? Low battery mode.
Low battery mode while you wittered on about gene sizes.
But it seems what I've learned from that is that women are very specifically measured all measurements, but I only have to know my trouser size. But
yeah.
Beyond that, I'm small, medium or large.
Yeah, women, it's chaos. That's why I have to try clothes on.
Okay, I apologise for implying that it might be better not to try clothes on.
Okay, your apology's accepted.
Are you going to apologise to me for telling me off about my trousers? Okay. Okay, fine.
All right, I'm sorry.
No, I don't want it now. I don't want it like that. That's not how I want it.
I'm sorry that I disconnected from your lovely story about trouser sizes.
Okay. Well, we were having a lovely time and now you've ruined it. These are conversations I haven't had to have for a while. I'm quite enjoying this.
I bet you'd rather it was with a puppet.
Do you know what I do now when I go into a hotel?
Go on.
I go straight into the toilet and I do my business and I don't have to put the telly on to mask the sound.
You're really living the dream.
What a life I'm living.
There
you go. What's your story that wasn't in the news that might have been in the news?
Once I get it up on my screen. Now, there was a website that shared details of a non-existent Halloween parade in Dublin and everybody turned up. Loads of thousands of people went to a parade. Young people went to a parade that didn't exist. It was the wrong date. It had happened the year prior.
Yeah, you only do that when you... I wouldn't go to a parade that existed.
No.
Never mind. So I'd be checking. That's
but there are people
that
are keen
details.
To do things like this. And they're like, oh, that's what we'll do Thursday. There's a parade on. No, there's not. You're going to be standing looking at an empty street.
But what... I mean, did they have fun anyway? Because I say once you get... How many people are we talking? 50, 1,000, 10,000?
I think they were like... Oh, hang on. That's a really good question. Not more numbers.
Thank you. Thank you. So you can be nice.
I'm nice all the time.
I love that. When you see an interview and somebody says, that's a really good question, or like when you're talking to someone, I think that's the proudest I ever feel. It's the closest you get to feeling like you're back at school.
Yeah, though, that's why they're doing it. And also they're hedging. So when a journalist asks a politician and they go, good question, they're just like, that's thinking time.
Oh, don't take that away from me.
Sorry.
So anyway, now even when they say good question, they don't mean good question.
No,
they're just
padding out, giving thinking time.
What are you waffling? I don't know what
making you feel good about yourself.
Waste is.
Exactly.
God.
There were hundreds of people at that parade. Hundreds.
All right. That's what it says in the article.
Yeah.
So 100. That's
hundreds
how I read
plural.
That.
Hundreds plural.
Is it 100 hundreds?
Literally hundreds.
Okay. Don't make me bang you up. I'll put you in there, mate. I'll put you in there. I don't know. I feel for these people who just believe that something is happening. I'd be phoning around. I'd be checking other people were going.
Yeah.
I'd be looking for road signage.
Yeah, you'd need more clarity, wouldn't you?
There's a bonfire night and fireworks thing where I live tonight. That's too late, isn't it?
Yeah,
I've
but
moved on
the 5th
now.
Was
Christmas now.
Midweek. The 5th was midweek. So often you put the events at the weekend, don't you?
But you go before, don't you, when you've got the free
Yeah, but the week before was Halloween. You don't want that clash.
Okay.
That's too much.
Is this what's annoyed you about the months thing, getting upset
Yeah,
about?
Things on the wrong date. So it makes sense to have Halloween at Halloween and then you can't have bonfire night at Halloween. That's a collision.
So they're too close together.
Too close together.
So
you're lucky that you've got one of those public firework events because a lot of them are cancelled.
Are they?
Yeah.
Why?
I heard it on the news because there's no money, so they just cancel them. Yeah.
Okay.
So you're lucky where you are. There's a bit of money kicking about.
Well, I feel very lucky to have an event that I have absolutely no intention of going to. What a lucky boy.
Saturday mornings never sounded so John Richardson.
John Richardson.
The John Richardson Show.
You're listening to John Richardson looking at the face of Kerry Godleman reading texts. And I tell you, it's a real treat.
Oh, I really feel old when I read texts.
You don't look old. You look concerned. Well, do you know what? I wanted to say, hey, have we had any texts? But the face you're pulling when you read them suggests, hey, should I refer any of this to a higher authority? What are people sending in?
I'm going to read them. I'm not going to listen to your bullying.
I'm trying to support you in the workplace. You look traumatised.
That's just me reading. Look. This is what I'm reading. Good morning,
Maybe
John
that's
and Kerry.
Why your kids don't read more when you say other parents' kids are reading more. Maybe look
it's
at your face when
myopic.
You're reading.
I had an eye test this week and my prescription's out of date, so I am struggling to literally read.
So those aren't the new glasses,
No,
the
these are my old ones. I'm picking up my new ones this afternoon. So next
Let's
week
talk
you
about
won't...
eyes in a minute.
Okay.
Oh, I look forward to seeing your reading face next week then.
Oh, it'll be really relaxed.
You'll be reading them from the next studio.
Yeah. It says, good morning, John and Kerry. I'm sitting Hello. Beside the radio painting Christmas decorations and really enjoying the show. I've just Googled backslash and remembered how long ago it was since I did maths at school in the olden days. Take care, Sharon.
Oh, thanks, Sharon. And you might want to delete your search history just in case anything else popped up. Well, that's a lovely Saturday morning, isn't it? Painting Christmas decorations.
What does that mean? Painting. Oh, I see.
She's making her own.
Yeah, she's crafting.
You wouldn't be having that, would you? It's November!
It's wrong month.
Should be painting your guy, folks.
Your impression of me is getting worse. We've had another one from Becky in Southampton. She's currently sat in the dining area cutting out elf decorations whilst my partner Jason is laying laminate flooring. But more to the point, the golf is on, but silent.
Measure twice, cut once. And
is that elf or laminate?
Both. both.
Okay, good to know. Good
and
to
with your laminate, you want to cut twice. You want a good underlay as well under there.
This is a very industrious house with ones on Christmas decorations, the others on laminate, and
I know,
a golf
jealous.
Song, and we're on.
It sounds lovely, doesn't it? I'm very jealous of that
sounds
house.
Sounds idyllic.
I think. I don't know what the state of the old laminate was or why it's being changed. There might have been an incident. We're going to have to get rid of that laminate now. We had a long conversation about the elf. Your kid's too old for the elf now?
Oh, is that? We never did elf on the shelf. Never, ever did it. I didn't have it growing up. Didn't do it with my kids.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
I'll keep you updated on the show through December with what the elf, but I've set a very high bar for the elf, put it that way.
Just tell me for sure what happens. You move the elf around.
It started off that's it. The elf would just move. So you'd put it somewhere and then in the morning it'd be somewhere else and it would prove to the child that the elf was mobile to say, look, it's watching you and it's
like the puppets in
Christmas.
The Japanese village.
Exactly like that. Exactly. It's just to freak the kids out a little bit. That's all it was for. And now the elf... I mean, there are just, you look on the websites at things people are doing with their elves, they're getting up to a lot. So, like, my
naughty
elf last
elves.
Year. They can be naughty. Well, my elf was too naughty, so he got punished last year. So, I had to start being better this year. It's a naughty
what did
elf.
Do?
Oh, it toilet papered the Christmas tree. It eats the food when we go to bed. It smashed the telly and got in the telly. I mean,
wow.
It's an absolute rat bag, this elf. So I said, if you're going to stay, you're going to have to start doing some nice stuff.
My kids are 12 for it now, and it sounds really fun.
I'll come round your house and I'll do you an elf.
Yes, please.
I'll get you an elf as well. I went to an eye hospital this week.
You malfunctioned there. You had a blip.
Well, I went to say eye, and then in my head, I pictured it EYE, and I thought, oh, that's clever. But then I thought, no, you can't say that because nobody else heard how you've spelled it in your head.
Good job, loudspeakers on, eh? But...
And then while all this was happening, I realised I was just saying I, not I, and not AI. My eye, not AI, not my AI. Anyway.
Tell us about your eyes.
So two things happened to me this week, medical, that upset me. The first one is I went to my dentist and was told, I don't know if you've been told this, I was told I'm too old to floss now.
What?
I did my usual thing of apologising. So I said, and she said, sorry, say that again. And I took her phone out of my mouth. I don't know why I was eating her phone. But I said, oh, sorry, I don't floss as much as I should. And she said, well, to be honest, once you get to your early 40s, it doesn't really do much anyway.
What do you mean? What do you
mean?
Well,
I think what she was saying is...
Ryan is always telling me off for not flossing.
Yeah, well, maybe you've got... I think what she's basically saying to me is your gums are now so wizened and shrunk and the gaps between your teeth are just... Floss just will not penetrate. So you're going to have to start doing it with, like, rope.
Oh, you mean like those that. Tiny, tiny, tiny little toilet brushes when you get in between the little...
Little bits of floss, yeah.
Yeah,
she
those
said,
teeny, tiny little brushes. That's what you
basically
should be
said
using.
You're wasting your time. And then I got one of those injuries that your body gets when you reach an age where you just hurt yourself at night. I woke up 2 days ago and I scratched my eye. I have a corneal abrasion, which
how
just feels like there's something... I don't know. I was just asleep. But I must have clawed at myself or something's got in there.
I've scratched my eye on a sequin top. That's a sign of it. Popping on a sequin top. Do you find this, John? When you pop it, because it's party season, so this is a cautionary tale. Popping on a sequin top. Have your eyes closed, because you can scratch your eyeball on those bad boys.
Now that you say it, I did have my sequin pyjamas on.
There you go.
So it all makes sense. I didn't know how I'd done it, but I've obviously gesticulated in the night. So my body's just winding down. By next week, both of us will have great eyes.
Oh, yeah, I'm picking up my new glasses later, so I'll be really cocky.
Oh, you've got your Saturday smugness in early. Look at you with your reading eyes.
Seeing everything.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
Brockerell football back from 2 o'clock this afternoon. Matt Dyson and Ford. So tune in there if you want to hear two people crowing about the fact that Nottingham Forest are third, just in case you didn't hear it on the news. We can all be third, mate, all be in the lower echelons. As you know, I ask you every week to get in touch with the show, purely as a means to prank Matt Ford. Last week, I set you the challenge of getting any firework references into your messages to get them read out on the show. It did sound during the show, if you heard it, like they are sort of caught on. I think they're on to us now, and I thought we were going to get our first sort of barren week, but luckily in stepped Malcolm in Scotland, who managed to get this in while they were talking about Aberdeen.
We've had an Aberdeen fan get in touch, because it is fascinating. They play Celtic later today in the Scottish League Cup. He says, sir, Aberdeen fan here, I've travelled a wee bit, so that may explain a thing or two. The management team have put a well-needed rocket up the you-know-what of the entire team. He's got them buzzing around like Catherine wheels in training. They really are a joy to watch. I'll be lighting a Roman candle if we can be there at the end. Malcolm in Scotland.
Oh, wow, there you go.
So what we discover there, if you get 4D excited to be able to do a funny voice...
Yeah, that's a good way of smuggling
them in.
Pretty
much, absolutely. So if you want to be... where were you in Ireland? Sligo?
Yeah, near Sligo.
Yeah, so if you want to text in pretending to be from Sligo or...
He'll read it,
Newcastle
won't he?
Tomorrow. He'll read anything because he'll think, oh, I can showcase skills here. He's
that's
already
such a sneaky strategy.
He's already. I mean, he's cock a hoop that Trump got in. Not just, of course, because it's 4 years of being able to do that impression again. But also politically, they are depressingly aligned. Anyway, with since we heard on today's, I mean, it's staggering. With today's smugness, we heard from the world conquer champion. That doesn't happen every week. So we thought an autumnal theme, if you can get any tree-related words into your texts. Kerry, any sort of tree-related puns spring to mind?
What about football? We were terrible today, not surprised fans decided to leave super early.
Yes, like that.
Yeah.
And of course, the team he supports...
Hope Forest hang on, there you go.
Exactly, there you go. So he supports Nottingham Forest, whose striker is called, and you'll know this.
Don't know that.
Chris Wood.
Oh, that's perfect.
Oh, that was lovely reaction. So
that would be special.
You don't even need to text that in. They'll be banging on about that all the time, don't you worry
about
that.
What about this one? Great to see Liverpool at the top of the tree.
Yes, it isn't, but
I read that because I don't know if you know, but I don't know anything about football, so
no,
I didn't think that up off my head.
Who would you like to see get promoted back to the Premier League this season? If you could pick any team.
All the teams.
But specifically a sort of maybe a Yorkshire-based team.
Oh, is it your team?
Look, I don't mind. That's all I was waiting
for. Look at your happy face.
That's all I was waiting for. I found when I went through my glove drawer, I realised I'm a real tease for the listener. Told you I was going through my glove box, never told you the results.
Go on, pop your hat back on.
Look at that. I've got found my daughter's Peppa Pig hat, which... That is a Leeds United glove. I've only got one. I don't know where the other glove's gone. So if anyone finds...
It's very splayed. What's happening with the fingers?
That's my hand. It is. They're quite meaty.
They're too big. They're like goalies' gloves.
I have also gone down a glove size. I will tell you what size I am now, but I don't want to get shouted at again by Kerry.
John Richardson. John Richardson.
The John Richardson Show.
You're listening to John Richardson, Kerry Godleman, the cleanest show on radio, perhaps not in the sense of the content, but certainly we tidy. There's a show called Loose Ends that would drive me absolutely insane. We tidy them up here. So, Kerry, what have we got to tidy up today?
Okay, we've had some texts. I don't know if this counts as doing other things while listening, but we're currently avoiding bad drivers on the M6 northbound in this dreary weather while listening, while driving back home from Blackpool and loving the show so far. That's from Ash and Steph.
Oh, if they're heading northbound from Blackpool, that stinks of Tea Bay. Get yourself to Tea Bay.
Okay, carry well, on. That's that sorted. Hi, John. You'd be very welcome to come and join us at Sheffield Tigers Rugby Club to run after as many kicks as you want. Do you fancy that?
I live near Sheffield Tigers.
Well, that's a proper invitation.
Oh, let's all go for a carvery afterwards.
Look how happy you are! And hello, my name's Paige, and I'm listening whilst working, currently doing Sudoku in a charity shop in a wee village called Cooper Cupper. Loving the show. Lots of customers are giggling away. Thank you.
Oh, I didn't know.
C-U-P-A-R. How would you pronounce that? Where's that?
Cooper. Cooper?
Cooper. Cooper.
Cooper. Have a nice cupper. I'm sure they'll get in touch if
they'll
we've
let
got
us
it.
Know.
We need to name the podcast for this show. Do you have any suggestions?
No.
I think we'll just go with everything's fine. I think we're
everything's
trying to
fine.
Up an audience.
What a jolly old week.
Since I've screamed it twice. And also, you can have a nickname if you want one. We discovered while you were away that I'm a misogynist because I have nicknames for my male friends, but not my female ones.
Oh, so, but Angela, that's common.
Do you want one? You liked like Godly one. Lady.
Yeah, I did like Godly Lady.
Anything
I love that.
Else? Yeah, all right. K-pop?
Oh, I love K-pop.
All right.
Yes.
Listening to Rico and K-pop on Absolute Radio.
I love
Radio.
K-pop.
How do you spend your Saturday mornings?
With John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
Am I allowed to talk again now?
Yeah, you can talk about words, but not numbers, sizes.
Not numbers. God.
It was a monologue of numbers.
Well, it's not a monologue of numbers. I'm not binary. Listen to John Richardson, 11001100111.
/\\\\\\\\\. That's what we could call it, backslash.
You arrived this week, may I say, Kerry, easily triggered.
Yeah.
Triggered by the backslash, triggered by my trousers.
That's what I might call my tour show Easily Triggered.
I think so. I could design a poster for you.
Yeah, I do find myself easily triggered.
I'm not the best person for you to work with. thank you for coming along. Thank you for downloading the podcast. If you want to put anyone in, like, literal prison this week, or if you're feeling smug about anything, get in touch. Next week we'll be back with... I'm back with Angela Barnes next week.
Who?
Yeah, and doesn't matter, mate. You enjoy
A-pop.
Yeah, A-pop. I can't remember what her... I think her nickname just ended up being Barnsey.
Barnsey's good.
Yeah, it's all right, isn't it? But it's not sort of unique or special. K-pop's good, because K-pop
really
is
happy
a
with
thing.
K-pop.
And this is a music station.
Yeah, so there's loads to work with
that's
there.
That's really good. So we'll work on Angela's next week. We'll be back live, if you want to hear us live, perhaps with a movie on in the background that you're not listening to the sound of. We'll be back Saturday, 8 till 11. I see Charlie is yawning there. So I think it's time we all went. We've all had a lovely morning. Oh, it's lovely doing
it's
this
show. It's taking you back to Zoom gigs when people are eating a yoghurt while you're doing jokes.
I speak until Kerry tells me to shut up and then I finish when Charlie's yawning. It's been absolutely wonderful. I'm going to go and bore people in my real life now and I'll be back with you next Saturday morning. Take care. Bye-bye.